Narnian dwarfs, though less than 4 feet high, are for their size about the toughest and strongest creatures there are, so that Poggin, in spite of a heavy day and a late night, woke fully refreshed before any of the others. He at once took Jill's bow, went out and shot a couple of wood pigeons. He also gathered a particular Narnian weed that tastes good when cooked, and what with one thing and another, assembled a delicious stew for breakfast, or dinner, whichever you choose to call it. While the meal was cooking, which seemed a very long time since everyone was waking up and hungry, the king found a complete dwarfish outfit for Poggin. Mail shirt, helmet, shield, sword, belt and dagger. Then he inspected Eustace's sword and found that Eustace had put it back in the sheath all messy from the night before. He was scolded for that and made to clean and polish it. All the while, Jill went to and fro, sometimes stirring the pot and sometimes looking out at Puzzle and Jewel, who were contentedly grazing. When the meal came, everyone felt it had been worth waiting for, and there were second helpings all round. When everyone had eaten as much as he could, the three humans and the dwarf came and sat on the doorstep. The four-footed ones lay down facing them. The dwarf lit his pipe, and the king said,
"Now, friend Poggin, you have more news of the enemy than we. Tell us all you know. And first, what tale do they tell of my escape?"
As cunning a tale, sire, as ever was devised. It was that cat Ginger who told it. Most like made it up, too. This Ginger, sire, oh, he's a sly boots if ever a cat was, said he was walking past the tree to which those villains bound your majesty. And he said, saving your reverence, that you were howling and swearing and cursing Aslan.
Language I wouldn't like to repeat.
He looked ever so prim and proper. You know the way a cat can when it pleases. And then, says Ginger,
Aslan himself suddenly appeared in a flash of lightning and swallowed him up at one mouthful.
All the beasts trembled at this story, and some fainted right away. And of course the ape followed it up.
"Bear, see what Aslan does to those who don't respect him? Let that be a warning to you all."
So that in the upshot, your majesty's escape has not set them thinking whether you still have loyal friends to aid you, but only made them more afraid and more obedient to the ape.
Devilish policy. This Ginger, then, is close in the ape's councils.
It's more a question by now, sire, if the ape is in his councils. The ape has taken to drinking, you see. My belief is that the plot is now mostly carried on by Ginger and Rishta. That's the Kalorman captain. And I think some words that Ginger has scattered among the dwarfs are chiefly to blame for the scurvy return they made you. And I'll tell you why. One of those dreadful midnight meetings had just broken up the night before last, and I'd gone a bit of the way home when I found I'd left my pipe behind. It's a real good one, an old favourite. So I went back to look for it. But before I got to the place where I'd been sitting, it was as black as pitch there, I heard a cat's voice say, "Mew," and a Kalorman voice say, "Here, speak softly." So I just stood as still as if I was frozen. And these two were Ginger and Rishta Tarkhan, as they call him.
Noble Tarkhan, I just wanted to know exactly what we both meant today about Aslan, meaning no more than Tash.
Ah, doubtless most sagacious of cats, you have perceived my meaning.
You mean that there's no such person as either.
All who are enlightened know that.
Then we understand one another. Do you, like me, grow a little weary of the ape?
Yes, a stupid, greedy brute. But we must use him for the present. Thou and I must provide for all things in secret and make the ape do our will.
And it would be better, wouldn't it, to let some of the more enlightened Narnians into our councils, one by one, as we find them apt. Mm-hmm. For the beasts who really believe in Aslan may turn at any moment, and they will, if the ape's folly betrays his secret. But those who care neither for Tash nor Aslan, but have only an eye to their own profit.
Or such reward as the Tisrock may give them, when Narnia is a Caloman province.
They will be firm.
Excellent, Cat. But choose which ones.
Carefully, said the captain.
Well done, Poggin. Now we see clearly who our friends and enemies are.